Network.
Senator and Bilderberg Steering Committee member Ken Valley Hutchinson will be in studio with us for the last 52 minutes of this broadcast transmission today. We're going to clear the phone board, sorry to other callers, and just take callers for Deborah Medina on Texas politics. This affects the entire nation. They're trying to launch Rick Perry for president later. He needs to get reelected to do that. He's a Bilderberg Group attendee. Ken Valley Hutchinson is a top-level globalist. I don't know which one is worse. We've got to support Deborah Medina in the Republican primary big time. She is a libertarian, Ron Paul supporter. We couldn't ask for a better candidate. So we'll talk to her coming up and talk to the voters here in the second most populous and also second most large geographic area, state of Texas, where I come to you from, here deep in the heart of Texas. We'll go over all the different issues with her as this new breed of pro-liberty Republicans trying to replace the neocons and globalists. So this affects the entire nation. Have a lot of important questions for her. Before I go any further, though, we're going to go over some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. There is a special this week for Ecola Blues. They're normally $1,200. There's seven filters, reverse osmosis, carbon filter, antifungal, antibacterial UV light, and three other systems in it. It's computerized, very easy to use and maintain, grabs water out of the air, puts it in a stainless steel tank. Beautiful units, looks like a water cooler, a high-tech water cooler without a water bottle on top. You can't get cleaner water than the Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com. It's 20% off right now, $999 to get an Ecola Blue today by going to EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Continuing with our sponsors, NewSilverSolution.com. Go read all the peer-reviewed government university studies about the special ionized silver solution and the incredible antibacterial, antiviral components in it. Go read it for yourself. SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. One word, SupernaturalSilver.com. Check them out today. Fabulous stuff. Go again, just go read the medical reports for yourself at SupernaturalSilver.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a wonderful way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give the great folks a call to get a free brochure or learn more at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. We're going to go to break and come back with Deborah Medina in studio, but I just want to finish up with the government in the U.S. announcing in California and Illinois that you can't homeschool your children without a teaching degree, even though all the statistics show that homeschoolers have the highest test scores of even Ivy, you know, League type people when they come out of high school. It's better than the Ivy League tutor schools they have for high schoolers. And plus, parents own their children. They're your property. The state is saying they're your property. And all over the world, they're telling parents you got to have a special license to even take your children to the playground. This is outrageous. And the Brits roll over to everything, so they're the model of all of this. And they're starting similar things here in the U.S. where you can't go into the school to get your child. You got to have an ID card. You've got to be thumbprinted at Westlake to go in. You've got to have a background check run. The same crap is beginning here in the last 5 years. They'll be doing this here soon as well. So get angry and realize you're being trained to live as a prisoner in this country. Deborah Medina, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
MedinaForTexas.com, M-E-D-I-N-A, ForTexas.com. As much as I like Kinky Friedman, he probably doesn't have that much of a chance of winning, and he'll just pull libertarians and independents away. I have looked at her policies, her platform. She is, I know, a Ron Paul supporter, and I'm going to support Deborah Medina for governor. She's in major polls, has been as high as 72% in Texas Monthly polls. In fact, they've had the poll multiple times. She began at 44.58, or right at 45%. She's now grown in the latest poll to 72% in a statewide Texas Monthly poll. Other polls show her neck and neck or leading or only slightly behind. People don't like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who is a steering committee member of the North American Union Bilderberg Group, on record. That's in mainstream news. Rick Perry bragged to the Dallas Morning News that he was violating the Logan Act federal law. In 2007, he went to Istanbul, Turkey, and spoke to the private group who's involved in taking over a lot of Texas utilities. But he's only been a speaker being vetted by Bilderberg. She is a steering committee member. There's only four in the United States out of 125 world leaders. She is bad news all the way. Rick Perry is absolutely terrible as well for NAFTA and GATT, open borders, though he acts like he is and he supports the NAFTA superhighways, the Trans-Texas Corridor, trying to block the legislature from blocking it twice. So he wears a big hat, but he's all hat and no cattle. He is an inch deep, a mile wide. I'm telling you, the more I learn about Deborah Medina, MedinaForTexas.com, the more excited I get. Now, I told you last hour, Ron Paul is going to run for president in 2012 unless he has any medical problems. And thank God right now he's in great shape and jogs several miles a day and rides his bike several miles a day. But we need to draft him to run early. And we need to support his son, who I told you was going to run 6 months before it was announced that Rand Paul was going to run for U.S. Senate. And he's going to win unless there's election fraud. We need to come out and get the word out, just like we did on the flu vaccine being dangerous. 70%+ 6 months ago said they were going to take the H1N1. Now it's only about 30% saying they're going to take it. Grassroots media, ear to ear, person to person, town hall to town hall, local talk radio. I want to hear everybody call into every talk radio station every day and say, Ron Paul for president, Deborah Medina for Texas governor. And we can do this. People are sick of the Democrats. They're sick of the Republicans. The federal Congress only has an 11% approval rating, the lowest in history. Obama's gone from 86 down to 42 to 45, depending on the poll. He's dropping like a rock. And so are the Republicans. And that's because people realize that our republic is going to hell in a handbasket. So I am very, very excited to have Deborah Medina in with us till the end of the radio show in 50 minutes. Deborah, it's great to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. I'm thrilled to be here.
You know, I'm proud of the fact that my family was at San Jacinto and was at Goliad, and that the Ayers family on my mom's side raised Colonel Travis's son, and that my father's family was involved in the founding of Texas with Mexican land grants in 1829. And I learned here that you had relatives in the fight for Texas independence. That's exciting. Not a carpetbagger like George Bush or these other people we've had down here. It's very exciting to have a real bona fide Texan. Spend some time telling us about Deborah Medina. Then we're going to go over your policies.
All right. I born and raised in South Texas. Daddy worked for the phone company. Mom was a stay-at-home mom. Four kids in my family. Husband and I both went to public school in Beeville, Texas. I say that I grew up on a farm. Mama bought mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup at the grocery store. We raised everything else we ate there on the farm. Butchered chickens, butchered hogs, butchered cows, milked a cow, that kind of thing. Registered nurse by profession. Moved with my husband in 1989 to Wharton, Texas, and have been very active in politics. Your listeners may know that Wharton is smack dab in the middle of Ron Paul's congressional district. So I have grown up politically, if you will, under his mentoring, understand a little bit about economics and the rightful role of government, the proper role of government in our lives. And got tapped, actually, as I was in Houston preparing for an In the Fed rally, helping the organizers in Houston get ready for that first In the Fed. You'll remember we held those all over the country at every Federal Reserve Bank last November. And it was November a year ago that someone said, Deborah, why don't you run for governor? I knew right away that I didn't like the choices we were going to have come March of 2010. It took me about 4 months to decide I would get in this race, and I'm fighting for all I've got. We're seeing people jumping on board every day, and we really need help to make sure that we win this race in Texas.
Sure. I mean, Kinky's a nice fellow, and I want to be able to support him. But when I had him on 4 or 5 months ago, you hadn't yet declared you weren't on the radar yet, or you were just getting ready to. And, you know, because compared to Rick Perry and the Democrats and Kay Bailey, you know, he's great. But I'm sorry. I think Kinky should get behind you because Ron Paul has the grassroots system. He became a focal point for people that understand the shadow government, the New World Order, this entire system. And if we get the Ron Paul slash Tea Party that Rick Perry and others have been trying to co-opt behind you, the real McCoy, we can win. And I think that you grew up on a farm, that you are a nurse, that you have a great record, that you are a Ron Paul supporter, that you got drafted, that you got tapped. That's what we need. We don't need another slick lawyer. We don't need another slick politician. We don't need some globalist stooge like Kay Bailey Hutchinson. All the other candidates are a nightmare, except for Kinky. He's a nice fella. but you are the only choice. And have you been surprised by the explosive support you've been seeing?
I have been. You know, people ask me every day, well, Deborah, how are you going to win? You don't have a lot of money. And I said, no, but I got a lot of shoe leather and a lot of elbow grease. People are walking streets, pounding the pavement already today. I feel like we've got waitresses at the window saying, give me food, give me food. They are hungry to get out there and do the work. And it's through the alternative media that message is getting out. And we need to give people some marching orders today. I hope we can do that on your show, help people understand how they can help us win this race. It's real important.
And I want to be clear. Resistance is victory. Ron Paul didn't win in 2008. But he's now all over television. They admit he's the third rail that people are shattering the left-right paradigm with, and it's going to be very hard to beat him in 2012. It's going to be very hard to defeat Ron Paul in 2012, and I'll tell you right now, he's going to run it. And I'm not going to say I heard that from him. I can tell you it's going to happen, unless there's a medical problem. We have people running for Senate, running for House. Even if you don't win this time, it's going to grow the Texas Ron Paul libertarian true conservative base, but you actually have a great shot. But even if you lose, the pounding the pavement, the money that's donated, that goes towards injecting alternatives. Then as things get even worse, next time we'll have an even better shot. But again, you have a shot on winning because of Ron Paul and the grassroots support. And this is so historical. Let's talk about the poll numbers and then get into marching orders and what you would do as Texas governor.
You bet. I really do believe we are going to win this thing. And I think that we're seeing evidence of that every day. People don't know how to put their hands around what's happening in these tea parties. You know, they're so used to having an executive director of some association or another that they can call and say, what do your members think? You can't do that with
Rick
this.
Perry's getting booed. Senator Cornyn's
That's
getting
right.
booed by conservatives.
That's
we're
right.
tired of it.
That's right.
We don't want some guy with a big cowboy hat who can't ride a horse up there.
Agreed. Agreed.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think all of Texas knows that, but there's no one person you can call. These are, in fact, a bunch of independent Texans right where they ought to be getting behind this race, and so it's a great place to be. I think we're going to see some real difference made in Texas when we get back to a proper limited government.
Tell us about these polls. I mean, as high as 70-plus percent, I mean, that is just absolutely astounding.
Well, you know, we're waiting for some of those quote-unquote statistically valid polls, but we are seeing in these online polls great margins of victory, not a runoff in March, but a clear victory in excess of 50%, which is what we need to win. So it brings a lot of enthusiasm to the campaign and causes people, gets our name out there, ups that name ID. That's really important. I know that, you know, a lot of folks will poo-poo these online polls, but it does raise the name ID of a candidate, makes people say, who is she? So I want to send out a thanks to everybody that is voting in these polls and helping to spread that message.
Slogans. I mean, obviously, you are a Ron Paul supporter who founded the Tea Parties, and it's now been taken over kind of by the Republican Party to a certain extent, but we're staying in there so they don't fully co-opt them. But slogans, I mean, somehow you've got to identify that you're the real McCoy, that these are establishment fakes, and that we want to try something new. We want to go with a Ron Paul type woman. I mean, we need you. Have you guys begun to craft some type of slogan or some type of stunt to I mean, that's what it is. That's what gets attention. To go in there and identify Kay Bailey. I mean, do you want to, here on air right now, call out Kay Bailey Hutchinson for being a Bilderberg Group steering committee member?
Kay Perry, Rick Hutchinson, that's what I've been saying. You know, there's not much difference between the two. We've seen that time and time in elections. I think many of us saw that in the presidential campaign last time. We saw a lot of the same people pulling the strings. I think we've seen Obama be much more aggressive than we thought he might be, but certainly most of us recognize that it's some higher-ups and some one-worlders that are kind of dictating things. We see that in Texas, even in our leadership and our governor. I just met today with the Texas Association of Manufacturers, and I was told by an individual there on more than one occasion today, we're scared. Our members are scared. I said, that's a pretty big indictment. When you are scared of your elected officials for fear of the influence and the impact that they could have on your business, when you don't walk the line that they've set out for you to walk, we've got a real problem in this country. We better wake up and we better make some changes and put some people in office who have the courage and the backbone to stand on those limited principles of our Constitution and govern in accord with that.
MedinaForTexas.com. We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why they're scared. We need a governor to lead a state's rights resistance under the 10th and 9th Amendment and say no to the carbon tax. We're going to talk about your game plan if the people bust their hind in and get you in as our governor. Deborah Medina is our guest in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
I'm ready, man.
Now that time to get yourself in.
Medina is our guest. Short segment right now. Coming back with a long segment, we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Deborah Medina for Texas, medinafortexas.com for governor. Okay, you talk about Texas manufacturers. The whole country's being deindustrialized. We're going to end up like Detroit. I just sent two camera guys for 4 days up to Detroit. They said it's worse than what the news is saying. Time magazine had the cover, The Fall of Detroit. It's the whole state. Whole blocks and nice areas collapsing, vines growing up, crime everywhere, government taxes only being raised. Texas and the rest of the country, California's already a failed state. People better be scared. And if we can get a real governor in there to implement the 10th and 9th Amendment and say, we're not implementing your global UN carbon tax to foreign banks, we could save this state and set the example to turn the tide. California's been used as the beta test for big government globalism. Texas should be and has the people to be the leaders to reignite the flame of liberty on the long march to our destiny of freedom. Deborah Medina, as governor, what are you going to do to stop the globalist agenda?
You're going to nullify all federal law that overreaches the authority of the U.S. Constitution. You know, Thomas Jefferson told the folks that we're afraid of the federal government getting into our business. States don't need to worry about that because it is the unquestionable right of the state to determine when the federal government steps outside of the Constitution and to nullify any law. Texas hasn't lifted a finger to nullify anything under Perry's leadership. We have got to start nullifying. I'm traveling around Texas saying, can you imagine what it would be like if we nullified intervention into agriculture? And we told farmers and ranchers in Texas, you want to plant it, you want to grow it, you want to sell it, get out there and get after it. What if we told our energy sector, you want to produce, get out there and get after it. We'll keep the federal government off your back. We need the Texas legislature nullifying law, and we need the Texas governor as the head of the executive branch of this great state interposing against federal law enforcement where it oversteps the bounds of the Constitution. Interposition, nullification, the two tools available to the state. Long before we talk about secession, we ought to be aggressively using nullification, interposition. We haven't even lifted a finger.
And by the way, Perry says he's against NAFTA and GATT and against the Trans-Texas Corridor when he's the guy always pushing it. He literally goes up there, puts on this act. I've been in the same restaurant with Perry when he's meeting with people. It's all intellectual talk. He's all very graceful. But then when he goes out, he's like, I'm a cowboy. We're going to secede. Woohoo! Then the New York Times says, what do you mean? He goes, oh, that's just a joke. See, instead of having real states' rights and the states asserting its sovereignty, not seceding, instead he bypasses that and goes, we're going to secede, and puts on a fake, you know, good old boy accent. I mean, it's just as fake as a $3 bill.
He's a very good campaigner. People need to remember that. You know, he's smooth and he's suave and he says what he needs to say to get elected. I think people are waking up. I think people all across the state are waking up. The 912 groups, the Tea Party groups are some indication that that's happening. But it started first in that Ron Paul presidential campaign, didn't it?
Now, if the controlled globalist liberal arm of the media, MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, they want Kay Belly Hutchinson because she's the Bilderberg. She's the Bilderberg steering committee for the U.S.
Okay.
I mean, she runs it. Notice how they'll attack him all day for his death panel, you know, his executions, and maybe doing a bad job with that, who knows, because the feds want to come in here and take control. But notice they won't put you on TV, or they should. You would totally destroy Perry. But no, they only want to destroy him enough to get Kay Bailey in. Kay Bailey's the real danger.
I think there's not much difference between the two. They both have allegiance to
But I'm saying the establishment wants her.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're smart and understand this. I'm just saying, if you watch the news, they don't want Rick Perry. I mean, he's bad. But, I mean, she is definitely the heir apparent.
They are both aligned, though, with the same
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And they neither one of them have the best interest of average Texans. Neither one of them have a backbone to support the U.S. Constitution. Neither one of them will advocate for the Texas Constitution. If we're going to be free, and I've been active in politics for a long time, I frequently say, would we know a policy that restored freedom versus one that destroyed it? If it stood up and slapped us in the face, would we recognize the difference? Those nations, historically, that have been the most free and the most prosperous have had in common private property ownership and gun ownership. If we're going to restore freedom in Texas, we better get back to owning our property and keeping uninfringed our right to keep and
buy. I agree. And the First Amendment. We'll be right back and talk about that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Your calls are coming up for Deborah Medina at 1-800-259-9231. MedinaForTexas.com is the website. Don't forget, my new film, Fall of the Republic, is out on DVD. Be part of the Second American Revolution. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it and give it to everyone you know so they'll understand the globalist master plan from their own words, their own statements. Or call toll-free to get Fall of the Republic, 888-253-3139. You can also download it or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Deborah, I want to go through a list of issues, but you brought up the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is under attack federally. California is passing laws. Illinois, all these other states that then affect manufacturers nationwide. Montana has passed a law and telling the feds, we're going to manufacture firearms within the state, which is fully under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Give us your stand, your view of the Second Amendment and what you would do as governor to defend it.
The founder said not only best you own arms, you better know how to use them as well as any government army. Not only do we need to own guns, we need to be very skilled in their use. We need to restore that. You're not going to see U.S. military or other law enforcement rolling through hurricane-ravaged parts of Texas, taking guns from law-abiding citizens like you saw in New Orleans, in Texas with Medina as governor. You're not going to see the federal government coming in to Texas deploying the U.S. military in Texas. We're going to recognize that sheriffs are the constitutional law enforcement office in this state. We're going to put them back in charge of law enforcement in their county and hold them accountable for that.
Amen to that. Instead, we see the feds funding cities to take over the sheriff's department. That's backwards. The county empowered by the legislature. It's over the city, but instead it's completely backwards.
That's right. We have got to get back to a constitutional understanding, a constitutional republic. You were talking earlier about this notion that a principal role of government is justice, laws that apply equally to all of us. It doesn't matter what your race, your sex, your economic class, your business affiliation is. You live in the United States of America. You live in the great state of Texas. We have a set of laws. This is the republic, and they apply to all of us equally and the same.
Absolutely. In New Orleans and even into Mississippi, they went into high and dry, even wealthy areas, and went in and said, you're not allowed to own guns. We're taking them, and didn't even give them back. And the police chief says all the firearms will be taken. And they used the military to do that. The governor could have said no to that.
That's right. Did we not have a bill out of this Texas legislative session that said we're going to criminalize your behavior if you fail to evacuate your own private property when we tell you to evacuate? Not in Texas.
And now they want to make you wear a bracelet when you leave with an RFID transmitter. Let's move on to the next subject. Well, let me bring this up. Would you look at implementing the Montana?
Absolutely.
So you would call for basically total open concealed carry, open carry, concealed carry. Open's already the law. Would you call for manufacturing firearms in Texas?
Yes.
Very exciting.
I would call for not licensing firearms ownership. You know, you may.
So Vermont style.
I'm not that familiar with the Vermont rules.
Well, it's just Second Amendment.
If you say you and you cannot carry, you do not say to the other 98% of the population you have to have permission to carry. When you and you who have identified as people, felons, that can't carry a weapon, if that's what the people in the state of Texas decide, then when a felon's caught with a weapon, he's prosecuted accordingly. We're not going to make 98% of law-abiding citizens jump through some hoop to carry a gun.
Well, the trick is, under common law, you can't conceal. But under the common law, you can have it open. You can have it open, but the police will still arrest you, even though there's no law.
We got to fix that in Texas.
There's no law against driving around with your pickup truck with a .243 or .30-06, but they'll still arrest you. So as governor, you'd explain to the police that's illegal.
That's correct.
They are committing crimes when they do that.
That's correct. Let's get back to following the law. Let's make sure that county sheriffs understand their proper constitutional role and quit deferring to a militaristic federal state.
Next issue, the border. Guaranteed, if the governor said, we want military veterans, volunteers to go through a quick training course to go down and protect the border. Now when we get shot at, the troops are told to run. They put a few thousand guard on the whole border. They're not even allowed to interdict drugs or anything. What would you do about our border?
We've got to secure that border. Every one of us wants legal immigration coming through the legal ports of entry, important for trade, important for the economy, important for labor, legal immigration, working with local law enforcement, getting down on the border, spent some time in Hudspeth County just last week talking with the sheriff's department there. You know, they've got one legal port of entry in that county, 96 miles of border with Mexico, one legal port of entry, 9 bridges over the river, maintained by the International Boundary Commission. The sheriff said almost to ADA standards. You can get a wheelchair across there, but only one of those is the legal port of entry. So why haven't we closed them? He said, if I close them, I'll be thrown in jail. I said, what about the great state of Texas? Can Texas not close those? We need to work with that International Boundary Commission. We're not going to have.
Yeah, notice how we have an international commission controlling our borders.
That's right.
That's what the globalists do. They create private commissions to steal our water, our land. Okay, let's talk about this next. Premises ID, animal ID, a federal regulation, but not a law. But then they do these stunts where the girl that wins for the best heifer at the 4-H club or at the county fair, they then put her in handcuffs, take her off the stage, saying, oh, our rule is you've got to have an animal ID, premises ID at your home to be able to show a cow or a pig or some sheep here. There's no law, but the bureaucrats federally are funding the state to harass farmers, ranchers. It was written by big agriculture companies, big poultry producers. They admit to shut down small farms and ranches to force everything onto global big agriculture. What would you do about that as governor with the animal ID and premises ID? Because Texas is the only state in the union to criminally be following the federal edict. That's not even a law to enforce this on our farms and ranches.
The executive branch has the opportunity and the tools available to it in interposition to say those federal laws outside of the Constitution will not be enforced in this state. Unilaterally will not be enforced. Make the executive do what the executive ought to be doing. There is no law. It ought not be enforced. And where there is federal law like Real ID, it ought to be nullified by the state legislature in Texas.
And, Governor, would you, because I know you're a big Ron DePaul's supporter in the Fed, organizer, and just you're the best person, and you really are a great lady, have a wonderful presence, a great speaker, very intelligent. I just can't wait for you, if the people rise up, to crush Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson in the primary and to crush the Democrat. I believe this state, if you can win the primary, will not vote for a big government Democrat. The Democrats, people voted for them thinking that they would reverse the tripling of government Bush engaged in. Now Democrats are lower than Republicans in every poll. You are riding in on a wave of resistance to big government. If we can just get you in there, you can win against the Democrat. We can just win in this Republican primary that's coming up. And we're going to give those marching orders in a moment and then go to calls. What would you do on property tax and all these new medical districts and things they're creating? Every 4 or 5 months, a new bureaucrat shows up telling me a new tax I have on this TV/radio/film studio. All these new taxes are being erected on me, like we're Massachusetts or New York State or something, or California. The bureaucracy is just going to seed. What would you do about property taxes and all this big government garbage?
We must remember property ownership and gun ownership, essential elements of freedom. Property tax has to go in Texas. Not just for the economic implications there, but because it is the thing that is most critical to preserving freedom. You get rid of property tax in Texas. You raise the revenue that you need to fund the bare essential government services with the sales tax. No property tax in Texas. We're crafting. We need that legislation crafted. I'm beginning to say to people we need to start writing that legislation today so that it is ready to be introduced in January of 2011. We get it through the session in that first 5 months and we get it done. We get rid of property tax in Texas.
Here's another thing we're dealing with. They passed a Senate bill a few sessions ago where school districts can now have on top of property tax a school district tax. And I was sitting there with one of my great cousins, call him an uncle, but you know, and I was sitting there with Pat this weekend before we went to a funeral in East Texas. And he sits there on about 40 acres. He lives in a double-wide trailer. It's nice, but he's an Army veteran of 20-something years. He's not rich. And he said, Alex, this new school board tax was $900 last year, but it was closer to $10,000 this year, a nine-fold increase. And he said, what is this? And I didn't even know what it was. I mean, there's so many new taxes, I can't even keep track of it. And luckily, he then worked for the prisons, and then he worked for a few years for the post office, so he's a triple retiree. But other people around there can't even afford their gas to pay all these taxes. He doesn't own his land anymore. He pays a giant rent to the local school board. The local boss hogs are stealing the money in Buffalo and Fairfield. I mean, when is this going to end?
We're all tenants, aren't we?
Yes.
Tenants in our own homes. You get rid of property tax in Texas. You restore true private property ownership. You create economic incentive. You create economic activity. You see a $3 billion increase in net personal income in Texas. You add 125,000 to 175,000 new jobs just by eliminating the property tax.
And they buy more stuff. All the studies show it. And you actually get higher revenue. And government knows when you cut taxes, revenue goes up because people spend more. But they want control of the economy. They don't want a good economy.
Well, I want a good economy. I want a free state. I visited with a man recently who immigrated here from Cuba. And I said 3 years ago he left Cuba. had been there four generations. I said, if I were to take a picture of you standing on the street in Cuba in a communist dictatorship, take a picture of you standing on the street in Austin, Texas in a constitutional republic, what's the difference between the man in Cuba and the man in Austin? And he said, the man in Cuba has no dreams. Everything was free. Healthcare was free. Education was free. I had no dreams. I could not plan to live somewhere, go somewhere, or work somewhere. I had no dreams. We don't want that in Texas. That's where we're headed. If we do not remember property ownership, gun ownership keeps men free, and stand on those two things without compromise and without surrender, regardless of how many potholes need to be filled, how many new police officers need to be hired, how many new school buildings need to be built, we better remember first that it's about freedom first.
Well, we built the state and the country without all these taxes. We had a 10% national growth rate until we got the Federal Reserve. Now it's at about 2%. And things are rotting and falling apart. Government takes our money and then gives us a little bit of it back with strings attached. I want to go to calls and then give marching orders here for folks that want to get involved in the final segment. But I did want to bring up the Austin police chief. The legislature passed a law. They can take blood without warrants now. What you would do as governor?
Interpose. Fight against that kind of bad legislation, veto the legislation, work with the legislature to get that corrected, and in the meantime, interpose where we could, work with the Texas Attorney General to stop that kind of behavior. We cannot violate those inherent constitutional rights that people have.
What about the director of DPS that's going off these federal reports saying Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, in the Fed people are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, and that Homeland Security is really for veterans?
We've got a big problem in Texas. We've got a lot of work to do to re-educate. Seen some activity.
We got Soviet brainwashing in the state police.
We do. And I've seen some activity at the grassroots level. People are doing some innovative things. I think it goes back to the county sheriff. We've got to work with county sheriffs to make sure that they understand their constitutional duty to protect the citizens of their county using the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. Re-educate all of ourselves as to the proper role of a constitutional republic. Grassroots activists can help with that. Get in there, talk to your county sheriff, help them understand, maybe share Sheriff Mac's book with your county sheriff. Get that dialogue going. Let's put county sheriffs back in charge of law enforcement and not have either a federal military police state or a state police.
And by the way, the Viper teams nationwide are now setting up checkpoints on bridges, checkpoints out in the countryside, border checkpoints 100 miles in. I mean, they admit they want to put metal detectors in malls. They want to turn all of the U.S. into a giant prison. They want parents to have a license to have children. That's being discussed by the bureaucrats. I mean, the government is run by a bunch of control freaks. Let's go to some phone calls. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with... Yeah, you can go ahead and put your headphones on. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with Deborah Medina, Republican candidate in the primary, neck and neck in many polls with the other establishment candidates. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Deborah Medina, your idea about with no property taxes on a real estate market statewide will explode. And, of course, you're right about county sheriffs. They're heralded in our sacred constitution. But here's a slogan idea suggestion for soon-to-be Governor Deborah Medina's campaign, and that is OBGYN Dr. Ron Paul's preferred candidate. And she's, of course, not a, you are not a Bilderberger stooge. But just yesterday I found my misplaced Deborah Medina campaign sign. I just happen to have left it behind somewhere. And thank you for giving true conservatives. I wanted to thank you for giving us a strong voice for patriots to win back the governorship of this
Absolutely.
Street.
I'm going to move on to questions, Ronnie. Thank you. Yes, Ron Paul has endorsed her. CW in Texas. You're on the air, CW.
I tell y'all what, I'm grinning ear to ear listening to y'all. This is a breath of fresh air that not only myself, but we've been waiting for. And, ma'am, you will be the next governor of Texas.
I believe that. Thank you.
One suggestion, a way that we can restore the water to Central Texas and create jobs here in Texas would be to strategically build some desalinization plants along the coast, pipe inward to the recharge zones of the aquifer.
Yeah, that's another issue. They're taking all the Central Texas aquifer water, we can't even have lakes anymore, and giving it to the rice farmers. And I'm not against the rice farmers, but this is this resource battle. The rice production uses hundreds of times of water what the average person does. What would you do about that?
We've got water rights issues all over the state of Texas. We've got to get back to limited government at the local level to the degree possible. We need to explore those desalinization opportunities. I know that's been talked about some. We have to be careful that we don't create in our knee-jerk reaction to get a quick fix to these things, look at the long term. You know, we see a lot of similar discussion, I think, on energy policy. Which is your preferred source of energy? Let's let the market figure that out. The market is the best indicator,
right,
picking and choosing winners and losers.
I'm going to skip this final break for the Genesis Network. It is a network break, so stations will be fine with that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, a long-time listener of your show, bought a lot of your DVDs, and I also have supported the Deborah Medina campaign. My question is, what can we do in our local communities to help out with the campaign?
I've been saying to folks, be sure and answer your phone. Poll numbers seem to be real important to people, and that's the way polls get taken, is on phone calls. So don't screen your calls. Take those polls to phone calls. Let them know that you're favoring Deborah Medina. All you can do to get us on talk radio and in the media will help with that name identification. I'm going to be out there. I want you to take courage from that. I'm working 7 days a week, 14, 16, sometimes 18-hour days. I'm going to continue to do that every day. Someone told me today that I'd been analogized to a mutter, that horse that runs inside the track, or next to the rail, in the mud, getting it done, and I'm going to be working hard to do that. I appreciate Texans all over the state stepping up and joining ranks with us.
Well, we need a call to action here. We need people to get campaign signs. We need people to donate money so you can get those going. You have campaign signs. You have bumper stickers. What can people do now to support you and make sure, and again, other libertarian, patriot-minded candidates for governor, for state legislature, for Senate, all over the country. We've got to take our local states back. That's the biggest solution. People want a solution. That's it. And regardless, running, win, lose, or draw, we educate people. What do you need my listeners to do?
We need contributions today. We really need contributions today. And every $20, $50, $75, $100 contribution helps. You know, I'm not asking for the $10, $12, $14 million that Kay and Rick have, but we need money to run an effective campaign. If we want to win this thing, it means put your money where your mouth is. Get out there and work hard. We need all the boots on the ground that we can get. We need dollars coming in. We are not going to stockpile that money. We are going to use it to win this race.
And do you need coordinators in all 250-plus counties?
We've got volunteer coordinators in a lot of counties. We are running with a few state regional coordinators. Those are campaign staff-level folks. We need a couple of more regional coordinators. We need to hire a couple more regional coordinators. We've got to have the money to do that. And then our regional coordinators are the go-to person for those.
What about Texas businesses that aren't globalist? You know, they've got to believe that that they can support an alternative great candidate instead of going with one of the establishment prostitutes.
We can take endorsements from businesses. We can't take contributions from businesses.
But I meant the individuals.
That's right. Individuals can help us. We need all that kind of help. We need help getting around the state. We need help with travel expenses. We need help with staff. We need endorsements and support. This is a little bit like a venture capital venture right now. It's high risk for people. And I think when I was told at that Manufacturers Association today that people were scared, that ought to be the biggest indictment against the current leadership.
The only risk is not resisting. The only risk is not getting involved and not standing up and going, oh, I got to go for one of the two big people so I'll feel like I'm a winner. When you're going to get more of the same fake conservatism, pro-New World Order crap. People have got to support you. You are excellent right down the line.
Well, there's a fear by business that if they support this outside candidate that they will feel the wrath of their government.
But see, that's special interest.
That's right.
See, that's tyranny. Oh, you're saying they're scared of being cracked down on
exactly.
If they don't pay the protection
that's
money.
That's right. And this is a free country. What happened to the free country? When your business lives in fear of the government, we've lost the republic.
Well, that shows how many cowardly men and women we've got owning these businesses that I'm afraid the government will get me or they'll crack down on me if I don't pay protection protection money to where you got to pay the mafia to leave you alone when you're saying you'll get rid of the mafia.
We've got a problem in Texas. We've got a problem all across the country. It's good. I say often, we call ourselves the land of the free, and we're not, and the home of the brave. It is going to take courage to bring us to, again, that place that our founders envisioned for us, a free constitutional republic. Texas has got to exhibit
right.
that courage. The whole country is looking to us for that leadership and courage. I'm proud to be out in front championing as your candidate that battle, and I need your support.
877-WE-TEXANS, we'll zoom in on this card, Deborah Medina for Texas governor, 877-WE-TEXAS, just 877-WE-TEXANS, or 979-532-5551 if you want to coordinate, volunteer, donate money, donate time. It's all very valuable to the battle for this republic and our precious sovereign state. 877-WE-TEXAS, Texans. That's 877-WE-TEXANS. Or 979-532-5551, or you can simply go to the website MedinaForTexas.com. Again, that's MedinaForTexas.com. Contact at MedinaForTexas.com is the main contact email, contact at MedinaForTexas.com, or to schedule an event or interview, invite at MedinaForTexas.com. Sign up, network, donate. Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Deborah Medina for Texas Governor, 877-WE-TEXANS, or 979-532-5551. Let's jam in a final phone call or two here. Joe in Texas and then Mary. Go ahead, Joe. We were just with Joe. Mary in Texas, go ahead.
Medina, here in Amarillo, we want to support you, but I've got a quick question for you. What would you do to stop Agenda 21 that took place in 1992 with the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, where the United Nations put forth a comprehensive...
She's saying she's against the whole New World Order takeover. She's an in-the-Fed Ron Paul coordinator.
Okay,
I mean,
would she go on record? Would she go on record saying she's not a Bilderberg and she would not support what Rick and Kay do?
I think I'm on record loud and clear in lots of places all over Texas saying I'm not a Bilderberger and I in no way support Rick and Kay.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. You've got to look at someone's fruits. Rick Perry on record's an attendee. Kay Bailey is a head Bilderberg steering committee person. But their campaigns will run operations knowing people are awake to the New World Order, but not fully awake, saying you're all that. You're already seeing that. I don't think that lady was doing it on purpose. But here you are saying get rid of property taxes, defend the Second Amendment, control the borders. Here you are within the Fed rallies you've organized. And obviously she's running against them. Obviously you're not with them.
Correct. I mean, long before I was candidate for governor, I was out working in the Federal Reserve banking
yeah.
system. We're talking about sound currency for Texas. We're talking about building hedges between the federal intervention and the state of Texas to protect this economy
mm-hmm.
from that One World Order initiative.
So you are against the One World Government. You're against the New World Order that Ban Ki-moon called for in the New York Times. You're against the global carbon tax.
I am for Texas state sovereignty, United States sovereignty. You cannot have it both ways. You can't be for state sovereignty and for those things you just mentioned. You can't be.
So long live the Republic?
Long live the Republic.
Death to the New World Order?
Yes, absolutely.
So you are against the globalists?
Against the globalists.
But see, people also...
For average Texans, stand up
people,
for Texas.
People also rationalize and say a candidate isn't perfect, so they don't have to stand up and get involved. I mean, it's kind of a... But listen, great listeners out there, get involved, support it. You're a great lady. I'm really impressed, Deborah, and I hope that we can have you when you're governor. Will you do that?
I would love to do that, Alex. Thank you.
God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and start calling you governor. We got to believe it for it to happen.
Right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Retransmission starts now with all the key info on the streams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.